This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Dodgers fans get very mad when we speculate that Roky Sasaki won't be signing with them.
They get so upset.
And we have lots of Dodgers fans on our stream, on our YouTube feed. It is a sensation. The Ben and Woods program has become the number one spot, I think, for Dodgers fans to be checking in. Now, let's be real. Dodgers aren't getting shut out this offseason. They are going to land...
I think they'll add some valuable pieces.
They're going to land some players, whether it's Sasaki. It doesn't look like it's going to be Juan Soto, though. Based on recent reporting, Jeff Passan yesterday, as part of his piece on the pursuit of Juan Soto, said the Dodgers, what he's hearing, is that they are not going to aggressively pursue Juan Soto. They will, of course, listen, you know, if... Turns out the market for Soto is very soft and the price tag comes down.
Well,
I agree with that as well.
But it's not soft and it will not come down.
You know, ironically, we thought that 5 years ago.
Lucky.
About Manny Machado, that the market was probably going to be too robust for the Padres to be part of it. But at later, you know, on and close to spring training, all of a sudden it was like, no, they're definitely in the mix here. And then the fateful day that he did sign with the Padres. I don't foresee that happening with Juan Soto. He has other teams more clearly as favorites. He actually talked about the Toronto Blue Jays. We keep hearing their name. Doesn't seem like that would be Juan Soto's most likely destination, but they seem committed to wanting to add another star alongside Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and trying to make a splash in a division where it's very difficult to, you know, poke your head above water with the Yankees and the Red Sox already in that division. The Rays always doing Rays things, and the Blue Jays are just in that no man's land. The Baltimore Orioles now with all their talent, the Blue Jays are kind of looking kind of desperately going, we can't break through. What are we going to do other than maybe make a giant splash in free agency?
Yeah, and I had seen recently, what's the show you go on with A.J. Pierzynski?
Foul Territory.
Foul Territory. A.J. Pierzynski said that Juan Soto would play on the moon if they were offering him the most money. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily the case either, because I do think, again, I hate to pick on the Rockies so much, but I do think if the Rockies came calling for Juan Soto, I don't think he would go there. I do think he wants to be a part of a winner. It is also rumored that the Nationals have checked back in on Juan Soto. So, I mean, imagine we trade them Gore.
They have a new owner, right?
Yeah.
So
that would be, I mean, I would actually give them a fighting, you know, fighter's chance there. Puncher's chance.
These were actually, was it the same owner now that let Juan go?
I thought that was like their first
order of business, and they knew it was going to suck.
I think it was the Lerners?
I think it was the previous ownership.
I think it was, too. But I do think the Red Sox, too. The Red Sox have checked in on him. I mean, they have not done much. You get him with Rafael Devers, and you stick it to the Yankees, all of it, man.
There was talk about the Giants, although that seems to have...
That's fizzled. I saw
faded
that,
a little bit.
I saw that they don't even have a meeting set with Juan Soto. I follow a couple Giants fans that are pretty knowledgeable baseball dudes, and they are. Let's just say, so far, the Buster Posey era is not their favorite so far. based on the rumors that are coming out of there of the people that they're going after right now and not being in the mix for a Juan Soto.
If you want to join us for Real or Fake here in a couple of minutes, our phone lines are open. You can call now, 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for our monthly drawing, trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. Be patient. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes. A couple of other notes from Jeff Passan. He talked about Jurickson Profar and Ha-Sung Kim. And the fact that their markets look pretty good, actually, which maybe is bad news for the San Diego Padres or fans who were hoping that one or both of those guys might return to San Diego. Profar in particular, right? I've kind of made peace that Ha-Sung Kim is probably moving on, you know, that he'll find a fit somewhere that's willing to pay him more money and giving him a longer term contract than the Padres would probably be smart to offer at this point. But the Padres need a left fielder. Jurickson is someone that I would be very sad to lose, but I'm also hesitant to, quote-unquote, overpay for Jurickson Profar. It's got to be the right deal, but there's no one that wouldn't in that organization that wouldn't love to have Jurickson back. Just the question is, what's his market going to be like? And if Jeff Passan is correct, and he checks the boxes for a lot of teams that are looking for someone like him, well, that's going to drive the price tag up and could ultimately drive the Padres out of the Jurickson Profar market, which would be sad.
It would be.
I mean, that would be a big question mark without his leadership, his clubhouse presence, and his on-base percentage and what he did last year. Padres aren't the Padres.
Correct.
Without Jurickson Profar. We saw 2023 and how it went. I'm not predicting a repeat of that without Jurickson Profar, but I'll certainly be wary of it. Like, okay, can you keep this going without that fire that Jurickson has, that chippiness. I mean, how important was that in your mind to the 2024 Padres?
So huge. Carried this team for multiple stretches last year.
Jackson Merrill replace that?
Maybe.
Does he have enough of that to carry it?
But he's got his own version of it.
Yeah, he's got his own version, but you know, it's not a replacement thing. It's a compliment. You know, Jackson Merrill complimented Profar and he's not going to play two positions. He's not going to just stick him out there in left center. You know, we actually have to find a left fielder that can play as well as Jurickson did. I don't put much stock in it. That MLB executive burner or whatever it is, but he did some projections. He had Jurickson Profar at 6 years, $82 million. And I just said, I just don't think that's in the cards for the San Diego Padres. I don't. But I do know. It feels like the Padres aren't really the Padres without Jurickson, and it feels like Jurickson isn't Jurickson without the Padres. So it would seem, you know, it would seem to behoove both parties to make something work. But 6 and 82, I don't know.
It's such a weird situation where they both kind of have leverage on the other.
Correct.
Yet that doesn't always work out. That the place that the guy is supposed to end up is where he ends up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, we've seen it go the other way so many times in Major League Baseball. And we saw it a couple of years ago. I mean, Jurickson ended up in Colorado. That was never a great move, I don't think, for Jurickson. But, you know, he was trying to pursue a better contract, didn't really get it, ended up with the Rockies. No one was happy. The Padres were worse off. Jurickson was worse off for that move. And then they had the reunion, and everyone was better off. Now we're back in that same situation that we were 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, and we kind of highlighted pitching yesterday. There's still going to be there's a lot of arms available through free agency, and then there's arms, guys like Jordan Montgomery, who I just can't. They're just not going to be able to work that out there. He did pick up his own player option for $22.5 million, and the report is that they want to get rid of him and are willing to eat, quote, some of his $22.5 million. And
some is carrying a lot of water in that sentence.
If I'm another team, I'm like, we'll take him, but you're eating like
18.
You're eating like the majority of this, and we'll
80%.
give you our fourth best catcher in single A, and we'll go from there. And just to get out from under, that's bad vibes all around. Is there a path back for him?
Is there a Chris Sale potential there, like a bounce back season?
I don't think there's a Sale potential, but I think there's a a potential to be a really way better than serviceable starter for this team and really any other, given the chance to have a full spring training, given the chance that, you know, he's won a World Series. He really helped win them that World Series. He is a different animal in the postseason as well. So yeah, man, I'm on the phone with those guys, certainly. I mean, it ain't Blake Snell. It's not Garrett Crochet, but it isn't terrible. It isn't terrible.
I looked at the entire list of Jeff Passan free agents, and I tried to come up with one position player and one pitcher that I thought could be an under-the-radar target for the San Diego Padres. Someone that we're not really talking about, and we can get to those a little bit later this hour, perhaps, maybe at 7:35. We're also going to do our Throwback Thursday there. Right now, though, we got plenty of callers on the line. Everybody would like to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, so let's get to it. It is time for our Thursday edition of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods. You can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, you are playing to try to qualify for our grand prize drawing of a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas, two tickets to the Soul of Motown, and a $150 food and beverage credit. Be sure to check out the Westgate $70 million Nation, home of legendary Vegas fun, and get your tickets for the Soul of Motown tribute at westgateresorts.com. Who we got? John, you are up today as our contestant on Real or Fake. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
All right, I think this is a fairly easy category.
I think this is the easiest one you've ever
might be.
Come up with.
Woods should be able to help you as well. Let's go for the 4-for-4 sweep. So earlier this week, you might remember we were talking about James Bond, certain movie title.
Yeah,
we even made an entire song about it.
Yeah,
that
the
I tried to sing.
Song.
Right.
Yep.
So that's the inspiration for Real or Fake. I will give you a title. You tell me if it's a real James Bond movie or a fake. I've thrown in to fool you.
Okay.
Easy enough, John?
Should be.
Well, sounds like it, but the pressure's on.
Yeah,
the pressure is on.
All right, all you need is 4 out of 7. Here we go. Round number one. Tomorrow Never Dies. Real or fake?
That's real.
Yes,
that
it is.
Real. Right, let's try Die Twice, Live Forever.
That one's fake.
Fake.
Very good. This is easy. No Time to Die.
I never heard of that one. What do you think? Was that?
I think it's fake. I think it's fake, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's fake.
Fake?
Come on. No Time to Die.
That's the newest one, I believe.
Oh, is it? Daniel Craig? Is he still?
No, I think that's the... is it Daniel? Maybe it's Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those.
All right, that's all right. You still have plenty of wiggle room here. All right, round number four. You Only Live Twice.
That one's real.
That's real.
That is real.
Yeah.
It is still Daniel Craig, I believe.
All right, let's go with Die Another Day.
I don't know, Wizzy. What do you think? That one,
it sounds familiar.
I remember that. But...
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
Is that T-Doll? No, let's go real.
Yeah, let's go real.
Real.
Yes, it is.
Sir.
And that is 4, which means you have qualified, John.
And that's one, that was like with Halle Berry, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Die in the Shadows.
Fake.
Death's
that
Edge.
Fake.
Death's Edge? Fake. That's a Steven Seagal movie, probably.
Nice work, John. You have qualified. Stay on the line. Polly will get your information, put you into our drawing at the end of the month. Yeah, that was a fairly easy one.
Very easy.
I actually tried to use AI for the first time to come up with some of the fake ones. I just typed in the ChatGPT, come up with fake but believable sounding James Bond movie titles.
A lot of death in there.
There's
tomorrow
a lot of
never
death.
Dies, die,
die
tomorrow,
twice,
die
live
twice,
forever.
Live forever. It's really good.
I think I do a better job than ChatGPT.
I think you do too.
I think you would have. Yeah.
But I just wanted to see what it would come up with.
I like it.
Let's
work smarter, not harder.
All right. Don't Do This is coming up next. Chiefs have a real problem, perhaps, with their fan base. A criminal problem with their fan base.
Bunch of degenerates, man.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And we've got some audio out of New York. And I can't even imagine the panic that this producer felt when that phone rang.
Ooh, that's good.
My God.
That's good. We'll get to that coming up after a check of traffic with Kelly. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy, you know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Woods, get us started today. Don't do this on a Thursday.
I will. It's out of the world of MLS. Benjamin Taylor Twellman has...
It's our world now.
Yeah, it's our world now. He's on hiatus from his role as the top analyst for Apple TV+. Following an alleged altercation with a production assistant during a game in Miami. Now, the audio was very spotty. Frequent audio hiccups, an issue for Apple. Now, he lost his mind. I mean, I can't imagine being upset at something as, you know, mundane as your audio not working. I can't even wrap my head around it. Just go with the flow, right? Just keep pushing through. Go with the flow, Taylor.
That's very zen of you.
It's very, yeah. I mean, that's what I would do.
Woods has never been known to lose his...
Are you kidding me?
Small details.
So, apparently he got... handsy with an audio engineer in the booth. Now, that's Paul. You can attest this. I've never come across the board and attacked you or our engineers for our spotty audio.
Paul, no, why did Stephen you play Woods. That drop?
Stephen Woods has never attacked me.
Never. So
he's very handsome and awesome.
Thank
he
you.
Has never attacked me.
Never attacked you physically. Certainly. But yeah, four people were in the booth at the time of the alleged incident, and the production assistant has filed a grievance against him, so they will investigate, and he will be on hiatus. Just relax, Taylor. Just chill, man. It's cool.
Taylor's he's very opinionated.
Yep.
He's had some epic rants in the past. He's unafraid to criticize, like, U.S. soccer and go against the establishment.
Right.
Which makes him appealing as a commentator.
Sure.
But seems like he comes with some baggage.
Yeah,
well.
A little bit.
We'll be more in that world as of 2025 next year when San Diego joins the MLS club with San Diego FC. All right, I will move on to the NFL. And another story. Now, remember the Chiefs fan, Chiefsaholic, who was tried, convicted, and sentenced for robbing banks, I think 17 years. He's the guy who was, you know, dressed up in the gear every week.
And, yeah, and just went on a bank robbery
right, bank
spree.
Bank robbery spree. Now, this story can't be him because he's in jail right now. He's got a good alibi. But apparently, word just came out this week that the Kansas City area homes of both Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce were both burglarized within a day of each other. Kelce's home was, Mahomes' home was burglarized on midnight of August 6th, and then Kelce's the next day on August 7th. Police say that Kelce's home, the losses totaled $21,000, including $20,000 in cash that the burglars made off with. Now, here's what's interesting. So the break-ins happened the day of and the day before a home victory over the New Orleans Saints on October 7th. I was assuming... Oh, they knew they were on the road. Like, they knew where they lived.
Yeah.
They knew they were on the road. But they were actually at home. Now, Kelce and Mahomes were pretty quiet, they said. And the investigation's ongoing, so we're not really supposed to say anything. They wouldn't even confirm if they were home or not at the time. Now, I know some NFL teams, even on home games, will stay at hotels
that's true.
Night before the game. Is it possible that the burglars, this is some sort of... inside job, or is it just the Chiefs fans know the procedures of the team and knew that they would be gone before the game? I mean, it doesn't mean their families are gone, though. So this is very interesting that both of these guys would have their homes hit within 24 hours of each other.
Somebody breaks into your homes. How much cash are they walking out with?
My home? I'm not there and my wallet's in my pocket, zero.
Correct.
I mean, well, there's change, like the big glass jar.
A jar of change.
Change that they can make off with. And if they want to make off with it, be my guest.
Yeah, it's more of a pain for you. You're going to have to go to Coinstar at some point.
You go to the grocery store and pour it into the thing. Or they're taking like 20% of that anyway.
Shimmying that little tray back and forth to get all the
last
quarters
dime in there.
And then you hear them. Some of them don't go through and they fall to the bottom. Yeah, it was a big bit in college, man. Save that change for one big Coinstar run so you could go out that night. But yeah, not getting anything. I mean, my kids' piggy banks, they have more cash in it than I do, but we're talking $200, $300 max. It's not, you don't want to hit a radio.
Not anymore.
You don't want to hit a radio host's home, all right? I'll tell you that right now.
How much do you think a multi-million dollar athlete has in their home?
One of them had 20K.
Yeah, Travis Kelsey had 20 grand in cash.
Cash. Jeez. That's a lot of cash to just be floating around. In my opinion.
Not even in a safe. Well, maybe they cracked a safe they didn't say in the story, but I'm assuming
in his underwear drawer.
Just found it somewhere. I mean, how do they know where it was, or does it just sit on the kitchen table? Like,
it's in a drawer.
Here's our pile of cash that we just leave out.
I had a friend named Brian that he hated ones and fives. He wouldn't carry ones or fives. So he would take every one and five that he had and throw it in this drawer in his home. And you'd be in his kitchen, like, I don't know, grabbing a beer or something. You open the drawer.
Where are the forks? Oh, no.
Thousands of dollars in ones and fives. And I'm like, what are you going to do with this? He's like, I don't know. I just hate carrying them. I'm like, get it out of here. Get it out of here. Like, I mean, we could put it together and go out and have a pretty fun night at Explicit or something, but he's like, I can't stand him. He didn't like small bills. I guess a 10 was fine. A 10 was fine, but a 5 was not. So just ones and five, just filled to the brim.
That's a really odd.
And not like the thin drawer, like the deep drawer.
The deep drawer where you put pots and pans.
Pots and pans, filled with cash. This is a robber's fantasy.
Was it all loose or was it at least stacked and organized?
Loose.
It was just loose.
Out of the wallet, into the drawer,
just
drawer shut. Yeah. I mean, you look at it and go, God dang. In reality, it's probably like $175, but it was filled with cash. So a lot of people like to keep cash at home. I'm not one of those people. I don't have an extra 20 to go take out just to keep around the crib.
Satan's Blowfish wants to know, what kind of legitimate rich guy emergency requires $20,000 cash immediately? Like, hey, I can't wait until the bank's open tomorrow.
Yeah, I better have 20K on hand.
I better have 20 on hand just in case.
Weed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Can you even buy that in Kansas City?
I don't know.
Do they test for it in the NFL anymore? I don't think so.
Are we even allowed to use cash anymore anywhere that you go? Everywhere I go is cashless, it seems. But, yeah, 20K, it's a lot of cash to be floating around, for sure.
I have certain...
Does it make you feel good to have it? Like, are you kind of a baller if you have that much cash in a safe or something?
I mean, if you got it, and you know Taylor Swift's coming over, I guess it's a cool look to have 20K just sitting
Bro,
there.
Bro, she's got... That's nothing to her.
She's
nothing.
Got that in her purse.
Have you ever had enough cash that they had to wrap it in one of those...
Ooh, like a
paper
band.
Bands, and you had a stack? I've never had a stack of cash that was wrapped in a paper band.
What's the most money you've ever held in your hand?
That's a good question.
I think for me it was around like $1,700. I was a big winner in Vegas when I was like 21.
Good. Yeah. I mean, maybe a grand, a couple grand, nothing major.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, never held like 75K.
I had a lot at our golf tournament this
You did.
This year because of our Ben's Glory Hole where we were raising money. And just I just had a ton of cash.
There it was. Glory hole. It's one of our best ideas.
Yeah.
There's the picture right over somewhere in here. Did all that get accounted for?
Yeah. Yeah, donated to the guy we're having on the air in 1 hour, John Ashworth, and Goat Hill Park and the Caddy and Leadership Academy in North County Junior Golf.
So this is a good doo-doo, this.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
So in New York City, you're on WFAN, and you're talking on a random Tuesday night. And one of your producers, you're talking about Seinfeld. And I think they're talking about his love for the Mets. And they're just mentioning Jerry Seinfeld.
Chris McMonagle.
Chris McMonagle
is the host. He's on
the
WFAN
host.
In New York.
And his producer, Paul Rosenberg, he also has a Paul as his producer.
Paul R.
I wonder if they asked him to work mornings that day instead. So Rosenberg inexplicably says, one of the few good Seinfeld episodes. Jerry
backhanded compliment.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld is listening at the time. It's every radio host's nightmare. Or I guess in this case, kind of cool. So Jerry calls in. This is what happened.
888-808-1019. All right, so I'm told that the great Jerry Seinfeld was actually listening and has called in. And I'm hoping I can, you know, defend his honor here like he needs it against Paul saying a couple of good Seinfeld episodes. So, Jerry, if this is actually Jerry Seinfeld, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Let me just tell you
You're
first.
You're so welcome.
There are two people in this studio, and I'm one of them who is a fan of you, amazingly enough. So, thank you so much for calling.
You're so welcome. I love the show.
Oh,
I'm not arrogant enough to think that everybody should like what I do. That doesn't.
Wow.
I just wanted you to know it doesn't bother me. I'm okay with it.
Wow.
That, you know, one out of two is fine for me.
That's it? You're good with that? Yeah, well, listen, I know you listen to Steve for years, and you listen to this radio station. You're a big fan. Every once in a while, there's a producer on the other side who wants to spark that argument. He wants to get involved. I could see it face as I was looking at him. He's you know, face to the microphone. He's ready to turn me on. He wants to say something. I reference Seinfeld, and he's going to give me that little bit of, well, there's only a few good Seinfeld episodes. So then suddenly we're in a discussion.
Well, look, we made 180 episodes.
Yes.
So we made three good ones. We're like the Giants, you know.
The Giants.
That's true.
Dude, that's so badass.
I can't imagine.
It's not even in the same ballpark. I mean, he is to me. But the day that we were talking on the air about the Padres and Skip Schumacher texted me as he was listening about something we said, and it just sent me into a panic. But that's Skip Schumacher. That's not Jerry Seinfeld.
Like, I was trying to think about this when I saw the story. Like, there's no comparison to, like, that.
Right.
Like Jerry Seinfeld calling in.
Jerry Seinfeld.
That's incredible. One of the first times I ever got to be a part of a radio show, a talk show, back at the old station, this was like 8 or 9 years ago, we had a Saturday college football show. Me and Craig Elston, actually, and a couple other guys, and on Saturdays for a couple hours, usually leading up to the Aztec game, and we were talking about the Aztecs, and this is what they need to do against Wyoming, and this is why it didn't work last week. And Aztecs legend, NFL player, Raiders analyst Kirk Morrison was just driving around LA listening to our show on a Saturday afternoon and called in. And he's like, yeah, I was listening to you guys. And I'm like, this is the coolest moment ever.
It's a cool thing.
Kirk Morrison's great, but he's not Jerry Seinfeld.
You ever have somebody call and yell at you? Or
yell at me? Like famous? No.
No. Nothing like that.
Yeah, man. We've had people yell at me all the time.
Yeah.
Well, let's test it out. If you're massively famous and listening to this program right now, give us a call.
833-288-0973.
But
you're
only
not
that
good.
Only if you're massively famous.
Yeah,
we don't
whoever
want
you are,
B-list celebrities.
Whoever you are, you're not that great, right?
You had a couple of good moments, and that was it.
That is such a baller. That's so baller.
I bet their program director asked them to make that into a promo. For sure.
I guarantee you.
I love listening to you guys.
By the way, we got a text from Adam Klug and said, I assume I'll be allowed to defend my honor at 8. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Come on in and explain to me why you were going to take my producer away from me on a Friday.
I'll be interested to hear what he has to say.
As will I.
Yeah. Our phones are ringing off the hook. Tom Cruise on line one, Harrison Ford on line two.
Harrison
this is incredible.
Ford.
Jelly Roll's actually calling.
I'm not okay.
You know what? We don't take calls on this show. Just never mind. Never mind.
Jelly Roll.
Sydney Sweeney sucks. She's only got a couple of good movies.
She's got a couple. Never mind. Look, I can't. I'm not going to be a creep. Just because my wife's out of town doesn't mean I have carte blanche to just be a pervert.
Are you sure she's all the way out of town?
I don't know. She'd be listening with her mom right now. But
you're famous enough to call in, Hannah, if you'd like.
That's true.
And that is Don't and Do Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I'd actually think that maybe after this playback of our Throwback Thursday clip, can we just retire this one?
No.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
No.
I am ready to be done with this Throwback Thursday clip.
You gotta relive the past sometimes so that you don't repeat it.
It's just so awkward. So awkward.
This is a horrible, horrible moment for you.
5 years ago.
Oh, God, my heart already.
Was it today, yesterday? Oh, awkwardness. When we come back with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, this makes my stomach hurt every single year we play it.
Yeah, it's got to be the third or fourth year we've brought this back.
I mean, isn't that wild, though? Because I feel like we just heard it yesterday. That's how fast this year has gone, fellas.
I can't think of any scenario in which we wouldn't have only played it in November.
There's no... I don't... Yeah.
We don't use drops from this clip.
Nope.
Like, we don't really ever reference it. So it was a year ago, you know, right around this time that we played it.
Oh, my God, man. 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Back when we talked a ton of NFL.
November 12th, 2019. Yeah. This was at the old station.
No,
this was here.
It was here.
Oh, this was here, yeah. This was here.
In this chair, sweating, just mortified.
A guest that we had brought over from our original show.
Correct.
Had been one of our first regular football
contributors.
Yeah, we
used to talk to him all the time.
Yeah, we did. Now we don't.
Now we don't.
I wonder how he's doing.
I do. I wonder how he's doing.
See if he's still on Twitter.
So, we used to talk, not necessarily weekly, but regularly with ESPN, Sal Palantonio. Usually covering the Eagles, Philadelphia-related football, but, you know, could talk about anything else as well.
So for those of you in the know about what this is, your stomach is now bubbling and gurgling like mine.
Not as much as mine.
It's true.
Just, if you've ever heard an interview become very awkward very quickly.
Contentious, you almost.
And I still don't exactly know why. What happened? But we'll let the audio play for itself. Should we just play it here, Paulie?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
We have it in two different clips.
Okay.
It was an interview. It was a 15-minute clip or whatever. But it just got weird. We had him on to talk some football. He also had just signed a new deal with ESPN.
Correct.
We're like, hey, let's get Sal Powell back.
Let's say congratulations.
On.
He's got a book coming out. Let's do all of this.
So this is just like mid-answer. He's talking some NFL. And
I mean, those are the three quarterbacks I want.
Well, of course, that Super Bowl interception was huge.
The one last night didn't end up costing him.
Oh my God!
There's one other quarterback that I want, and that's Nicky Five Fingers Foles. You know that.
Of course you do. Let's talk about the NFC East a little bit. Let's talk about the NFC East a little bit.
Touchdown, baby! He's back this week, week 11. Come on, let's talk about Nicky touchdown back. Come on now.
You ever dream you could go back in time?
Yeah, like all the time. Know,
Marty McFly style, Back to the Future 2. Tell yourself who won the World Series. You can bet on it. I want to go back in time and just tell myself, stop talking.
Shut up.
Stop talking during the Sal Powell interview.
Wrecking Ball, man. That was I think we came up with Wrecking Ball. We haven't played that drop in a while, but I think that's where we came up with the Ben, you are a...
I came in like a wrecking ball.
I didn't know where he was going. I didn't know if he was done or still talking, and I just kept trying to interject.
Well,
that Super Bowl interception obviously was huge. The one last night didn't end up costing it.
And then the ha ha ha.
Of course you do. Let's talk about the NFC East a little bit.
Look at the mocking laugh.
Like he thought you guys were making fun of him or
what's
something.
There's like the lag between our laugh and then all of a sudden he decides to laugh.
He's
like
gonna
six
throw
seconds
it.
In.
Yeah, he's pissed.
There's one other quarterback that I want, and that's Nicky Five Fingers Foles. You know that.
Of course you do. Let's talk about the NFC East a little bit.
I'm dead. I'm so uncomfortable.
At least it's, I have no idea what's happening. Neither did we. I have no idea what happened here.
So part two of the clip, fast forward to the end. I think Ben had continued to interrupt. Like the cadence was off. It didn't get any better for Ben.
I was rattled and I was just flustered.
Where do you go?
I don't know where to go. Sal, congratulations on the new deal.
Again, hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Happy Veterans Day.
Passive aggressive.
This is amazing.
This is a lot of fun.
We'll have to do it again soon when I'm
still
a confident host. I can't. Thanks, Sal. Bye.
You're the best.
Bye.
Bye. Click.
What? You heard that? There, you can hear the phone hang up.
Host, I can't. Thanks, Sal. Bye.
You're the best.
Bye.
Thank you, Sal.
What the? What was that?
Oh my God.
Is he mad? He's not mad,
is he? Mad. No, he was a star.
He hung up on us.
He's a huge star. Yeah, he hung up before I could even put him back on hold.
I guess my thing with you, Ben, is you recognize what had happened. You acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But you still did it.
You continue the behavior is what you do.
Yeah.
Okay? Like my kids. You know that I'm going to be mad. You continue to do it. But you now recognize what you did was wrong, but you don't stop doing it.
Correct. I don't want to be gun-shy about talking on my own show, though. So it's like, what do I do?
Listen, become an active listener. Don't be thinking about what you want to say next. Bring it in. Look at you right now. See, look at him. Look at him. The smoke starts coming out of his ears. He's like, no.
We should do like a Truckers on CB radio. When you're done with a sentence, say over. So I know you're done talking.
All right, we'll try that with John Ashworth at 8:35. All right, John, after you're finished with your sentence, just say over. Satan's Bullfish says, you let the guests answer your questions.
Over.
We need to go to like, would Toastmasters help you? What helps you become a better active listener?
No, I think Toastmasters helps you become a better speaker.
Well, you're a good speaker.
I'm a good speaker.
Too good, in fact, some might say. How do we learn? How do we beat that into him? Tyler says therapy. I agree. Where do you go?
I don't know where to go. Sal, congratulations on the new deal.
Again.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Happy Veterans Day.
He's talking.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You can wait until he's done
talking to say Happy Veterans Day.
Some might say he was interrupting me.
Nobody would say that. You would say that. Manny says improv class. Would you do an improv class with me?
Ooh.
Could make you better.
There could be some value to that.
I think we'd have fun there. I think we could all use it.
We should record it.
Yeah.
And play it on the show.
Play it tomorrow afternoon.
You'd have to be, I think you have to be massively fearless to do improv. I really do. I think like that's, we do a lot of improv in here, but when they get in there, they're like, all right, Ben, you need to act like a tree or something. Like, you need to act like a dirty policeman. Like, how could you do it?
So I was going through our files. That was actually not the last time that we heard from Sal Pal. We haven't had him on the show, I don't think, since that moment. That was November 2019. But in March of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, this show had its two-year anniversary, March 2020. And I do remember now I collected some voicemails from favorite guests,
That's right.
people that were involved with the show, and I thought, it can't hurt to shoot Sal Palatech. Now, this was just a couple of months later. Like, we were still very nervous. Yeah. We were scared that he hated us. And I'm going to shoot him the text. And he replied and sent us a voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Sal Pal, your special Philly correspondent, wishing the Ben and Wood Show a happy second anniversary. Hope everybody stays safe out there in San Diego. Great show. Miss you guys. Can't wait for football.
Liar.
So I think he... Hopefully, forgot.
He got his shows mixed up. Yeah, you know, he got his shows mixed up.
Yeah.
Guests do that all the time.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Especially national guests. Oh, yeah. What was that? Was that show or the other show? Can't even remember it.
But I remember not telling you at all that I had done that and just playing it on the air. And you're like, oh, my God.
Do you think you're a megalomaniac?
No, I don't think that's my problem.
That is a person who is obsessed with their own power.
I am. I'm someone who is just very awkward.
Yeah,
and I don't really know how to handle myself in awkward moments. You take advantage of that a lot.
I do, as I should. He is from Philly. We are going to Philly next year.
Oh my God.
There is a 100% chance we reach out.
We need to buy him a beer.
We need to get him. I want him to recommend the best cheesesteak. I want to get a picture with Sal Pal. And I wonder if he remembers. He probably doesn't. But that was that moment. Paulie told me yesterday that it was coming today. And I was sick to my stomach. And I was like, can you go dig through the archives and maybe find something else so that we don't have to play it?
We need to check traffic.
It was also the anniversary of this drop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
That was 2020 because I think the Masters got postponed.
Oh, that's right. It was late year Masters. I was going to say that was a Masters drop. How could it have been November? But that's the year of COVID, so they had the late Masters.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Masters.
Just one of the most legendary drops.
All right, we're going to check traffic. We got a couple minutes left this hour. I've got my two under-the-radar Padres free agents for you.
Okay.
And you may think insane.
All right.
But I think that was part of the challenge here. Find someone that no one's talking about that I think A.J. Preller could land on this offseason. Do that after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Well, guys, we're getting reports of a possible brush fire starting up northbound 5 before SeaWorld Drive. Some smoke visible from the right shoulder. And Cordell traffic cam shows a collision on the South 5 coastline past Tamarack. That is blocking the HOV lane. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
So let me be clear. No inside knowledge here. I have not heard a single rumor, anything connecting either of these players to the San Diego Padres. I was simply going through the list of free agents and speculating that AJ's going to find someone we're not talking about, because
he always does,
and there's a lot of players out there. So I picked one pitcher and one position player. Pitching wise, I don't know if this guy has anything left in the tank, but we know that AJ has
sounds like a pirate.
We know that AJ has tried this before, did it last year with Martin Perez, and it worked out beautifully at the trade deadline. Has connections, obviously, with the Cardinals, Mike Schilt and the organization. Don't even know how Schilt feels about this guy, but had a decent season last year. Definitely getting on in age. I think he's 38. Lance Lynn, who is a free agent again, went 7-4 with a 3.84 ERA. Probably very affordable. You can get him on a one-year deal as a depth starting option for next season for a team that right now does need starting pitching. I have not heard anybody talking about Lance Lynn and the San Diego Padres.
I heard people talking about Lance Lynn and the San Diego Padres. How long have we been a show?
6.5 years.
I got a text from someone in the organization, connected to the organization, 6.5 years ago during the trade deadline that Lance Lynn was coming to San Diego.
Huh.
It was like almost a done deal. Now, he was 32 at the time then, and I think in finer form, but yeah, I mean he doesn't blow my hair back at all.
I'm not trying to blow your hair back.
That's
I'm
true.
Trying to come up with a reasonable. And again, it's not someone to get excited about. But
right.
They're going to sign a couple of people you're not excited about this offseason.
Yeah.
They always do. And you know, when Tyler Wade was signed last offseason, no one was excited about that.
Are people excited about it now?
They're not, but he contributed to the team. He was on the team, and I could see a situation where Lance Lynn maybe he only makes 10 starts for your San Diego Padres, but you need guys to make those starts, and a veteran arm is not the worst option to have, you know, in your rotation if you need him.
Dude, decent, cheap veteran option.
Exactly.
Yeah, decent and cheap. I remember when he was a Dodger. Remember how many home runs he gave up? Like, it was like a record. I think he might have figured a little something out in St. Louis. I just don't know what he's got left. Now, let me tell you this. For media purposes, I'm all in. The guy is a phenomenal, phenomenal character and interview. But is he going to help you win a World Series? Probably not in October, but he can help you. He may be able to help you in April, May, and June.
Now, on the position player side, no one talking about this guy. But it would end up being one of a really very typical A.J. Preller signing. It would also be one of the most confusing signings of all time. I think the Padres might look into Hyesung Kim. And I don't mean the one
Hyesung Kim.
Hyesung Kim.
Hyesung Kim?
No, not Hyesung Kim, who we know.
I don't know much about Hyesung.
This is the new. He was a teammate of Hyesung Kim. He's also a middle infielder, hits for average, has speed, and is coming over from the KBO this offseason and is generating some interest as a guy who could be a good defensive player up the middle. If you need, I mean, you don't have a shortstop for sure yet. He can play shortstop. He can play second. Stole 30 bases. Has hit over 300 regularly in the KBO. Has a little bit of pop. He's essentially Hyesung Kim of 4 years ago, maybe a little less power, coming over, and AJ's always in on these guys coming over from the KBO, yet no one is connecting the Padres really with Hi, Sung Kim.
This is like when Rachel replaced Ross with Russ. That's what it is. It's the version of Russ. Like, this is hi, Sung Kim.
Casual Padres fans would be so confused.
They would be like, oh, Kimmy's back.
He's back. Hi, Sung Kim. No, that's not.
No, that's not him.
It's not him. That's a different guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's also playing the middle infield, and he's from Korea, and he has almost the same name, but he's a different person.
Interesting.
My under-the-radar potentials for the Padres. All right, Adam's ready to defend himself.
I like that you did mushrooms on a Wednesday night.
Next on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.